Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Who has needs?
We do.
Who's we? You and me?
The Browns
We
do.
Have needs. Do the Browns have needs?
Yeah, Jeff, how many points did they give up in
Name
that playoff
three.
Game? Third helmet.
Yeah, third helmet's a need.
Third helmet's a need.
What are you going to do?
I'll give you some needs.
Logo on the helmet might be a need.
I need a defense to step up in the playoffs and not give up 45 points. I need an offense to score some points
You're
in the playoffs.
You're thinking conceptually.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Should I not think big picture?
We're thinking draft.
Oh.
I mean, we're getting specific.
I need a ride to...
Conceptually, sure. Let's average 30 a game and give up four.
All right, I need a ride to Detroit. Anyone got one? So I can go catch a draft?
Go to the draft?
I need credentials for the draft. I need a hotel room for the draft.
Well, see,
I'm good.
Those are specifics.
Yeah, these are all things we need.
You're Andrew Berry.
Anybody want to drive up tomorrow night?
You don't have the first
round. You're going to Winnebago. You got all of them in the same.
You want to go? You got anything after school?
No.
Oh, right.
You don't have your first round pick. You do have a second round pick coming in this next day. What do you do starting tomorrow? I'm looking at the draft as a big picture. I'm not looking that the Browns don't necessarily have involvement tomorrow. Maybe they do.
They don't.
I have 3 points. Of what I think Andrew Berry should do in this draft.
Okay.
3 things.
Jeff Phelps tells Andrew Berry what to do.
No, I'm not telling him what to do, Andy. It's interesting how we create these little things that we can discuss here on the show.
Just trying to give you a headline.
You immediately go, oh, Phelps is going to tell Andrew Berry what to do.
That's right. That's what I see. Jeff Phelps tells Andrew Berry what to do.
Everybody's favorite press conference where you ask questions and I barely answer them.
See, I'd have told him not to answer anything either.
I'm okay. I have no problem telling him what to do in a press conference. I just don't. I'm not going to tell him what to do when it comes to picking a football team.
Okay. I have 3 different approaches that he can take here. And I think they can all work even together. Okay.
Jeff Phelps, trifecta of perfection for the Browns. I'm just going to sit around and write headlines.
I've never really liked you.
I know you don't.
We've known each other for a long time.
Too many years.
It's all
I've known you longer
narrative
than
here.
I've known my wife and my kids.
It's a false narrative here.
Isn't that scary? I've known you longer than my wife and my kids.
The first
you
thing.
You too. Same thing.
The first thing I'm going to do, if I'm Andrew Berry, and this is me, I'm going to target a wide receiver or three. I'm going to have a couple of guys here. And I'm not going to be afraid to move up into the first round or earlier in the second round to get a guy that I've targeted. In other words, hey, I really like this guy. I've got Amari Cooper who's coming into free agency at the end of this coming year. I'd like to keep him, but who knows? And I have Elijah Moore who didn't really light my world on fire. And he's coming into free agency at the end of the year. I've signed Jerry Jeudy, so I have one. I have Cedric Tillman and David Bell. Both of them need to emerge a little bit. Maybe I'll have two. Maybe Cooper will be three. I'm going to cover myself. And if one of those guys is there, I'm going to be bold and go get him. Key is if one of those guys is there. I have to like 1 to 3 of them, Andy, and then I have to go get him.
I'm not. Andrew Berry's not moving up into the first round. if anything, he's going to take those 6th, 7th round picks and suddenly make a trade for another wide receiver on another
team.
Well,
if you'll stay tuned.
Oh!
How about if you just comment on my first thought?
All right. I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
Well, I gave you 3.
Hey, this is Andy Bascom.
You know, it's like Menigan when he does the jump start and we say something, he goes, well, why don't you just go ahead and do it then?
Yes.
It's the same thing.
216-474-0092. Hey, it's Andy. Andy from Cleveland Heights. Oh, how are you? Steal your thunder.
I would agree with you, by the way.
That I was from Cleveland Heights?
I don't think he's going to jump up into the first round.
I don't think he is.
I don't think that will happen to get one of the 3.
Jeff, your odds of getting a wide receiver through a trade are greater than them jumping into the first round tomorrow.
I would think you're accurate. I would think. Although.
Fiscally, it's not too crazy to think about jumping into that first round.
I could see them moving up in the second round.
One of those 7th rounders they have? 6th rounder?
No, it's gonna cost you more. But I could see.
You know what's funny? I agree with you. I always think it's going to cost you more. And then I see the Denver Jets trade yesterday, and I'm watching 6th and 7th rounders float around.
Or guys who were number 2 overall picks in the
draft. It constantly happens that we sit here and we're like, I can't believe it was only a 5th-round pick. I can't believe it was only a 7th-round pick.
And I don't know that they should do that. He's going to have to really like a wide receiver, and it's not going to be one of the 3 wide receivers Dan mentioned earlier. It's not going to be one of those guys, one of the top guys who's going to go.
Can we get a nickname for
it? It's going to be somebody down the list a little bit, and maybe he moves up a little bit to get that wide receiver. My second point is this, and that's what I would do, first of all. That would be my plan. It might not come to fruition. He might not like it, and if he doesn't have the wide receiver there, that's fine. My second thought is this. It's boring. Just sit tight in the second round and take the best player on the board regardless of what he plays.
That's what's going to happen.
Well, maybe.
I think that's what's going to happen. Menigan, if you had to bet, what would you bet?
The board.
Just straight out, 2nd round pick. What are they doing with it?
Taking the best player on the board.
And sitting there, not moving, right?
Or moving down.
I could see them trading back.
I could 100%. Too, but
how many spots?
I wouldn't do that.
Into the third
there are
round.
Less. No, I think there are less than 5 spot.
I would just stay put. You know, you heard my first thought. That's the thing I would do first and foremost. I would target one of those wide receivers, and okay. I would add a dynamic young talent to that position group. And if I can't do that, then I'm sitting tight in the second round, and I'm taking the best player on the board, regardless of what he plays. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, if they go out and get me a dynamic young receiver that can, yeah, I'm in. I have no problem with that.
Or defensive tackle or linebacker.
Oh,
or,
now you're changing positions.
Or, No. No. This is point number 2.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting tight.
Wait,
in the
I'm lost.
Round.
You never said turn the page.
If
you
no,
said
I did, turn actually. The page, Dan, did I not say turn the page?
I don't like it when mom and dad fight.
Did he?
My second point was this.
I didn't hear him.
Boom. There it was. Sit tight in the second round and take the best player on the board regardless of what he plays.
All right.
You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with all this.
What if it's another corner? Maybe that frees you up to trade Greg Newsome if you want to do that.
I'm not I don't know that I'm trading anyone off
I don't want to trade Greg Newsome
but.
Either. But I'm just saying that would be my point number 2. My point number 3 is this. And I think point number 3 combines with the other 2 things beautifully.
Hmm.
This goes back to what you...
Jeff Phelps, trifecta of perfection
where you
when
jump
it comes
the
to
gun.
The draft.
Be very open to trading any pick that you have in this draft.
Trade them all.
And again, you've
go
got...
Go Ditka.
You've got late round picks.
Would you trade them all for a first round pick?
No. Be very open to trading any pick for a veteran wide receiver, defensive tackle, or an impact linebacker. It can't be just be somebody to play, you know, somebody who's been really good for another team and they want to move on. That would be, and I think you can combine that with point number 1, which is target a wide receiver, and if that doesn't work, with point number 2, sit tight in the second round. After that, man, I would be willing to trade any of those later round picks for a guy who I think is good, who has 2 to 6 years of NFL experience.
I started thinking while you were doing that. Would you trade, what do they have, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 picks? Would you trade all 6 picks for a first rounder? You think anyone would do it with you?
No.
I don't think so either.
You don't have good enough picks.
Yeah, I don't think the value of our picks are worth 6 extra picks of somebody else. Unless they took all of your picks and put them together with their picks so they could get someone great.
All of those picks might move you up to the top of the second round, somewhere higher in the second round.
Oh, no. I think if they gave someone their third-round pick to move up in the first round, they might get a shot.
Way up into the second round?
You'd be giving up, what, pick 85 and 54 for where 40-something, right?
I think it'll cost you.
Late 30?
I think it'll cost you.
Then throw in one of the seventh-rounders then, too.
You're 22, you're acting 21. Like a team wants those.
22-21.
The only team that wants those are teams that are picking up Zach Wilson.
Teams that are looking to rebuild. Teams that are looking to change their fiscal outlook.
Andy, I'm sorry. 6th, 7th round picks, and yes, you can hit guys in the 6th and 7th round. We all are aware of that. They're so overrated. It's ridiculous. They carry so much value when they shouldn't, which in my estimation, which is why. Man, if somebody wants to trade me a guy who can actually play in the league, who we know can play, there's the tape of him playing in the National Football League, and it looks pretty good, and you want to get rid of him for one of these seventh-round picks, or some guy who's hoping that maybe next year he's playing for The Rock in the UFL, great, doing that. Doing that in a heartbeat. Doing it in a heartbeat.
I mean, guys, we're kind of looking at this. We know how the Browns operate. We know the way that they go about these things. I don't think they move into the first round. I honestly don't either. I think Thursday's plan is pretty simple. Order takeout, answer the phone, and get a riveting game of Uno going. And just keep it going over and over. And just hang.
They're watching to see what everybody's doing. They want to know what wide receivers are going to be.
Oh, yeah. They've got an eye up on the board there, but they're watching it the same way that we are.
They're kind of hovering as a third team if somebody needs a third team to get involved in a draft pick. I don't know. Is that possible?
This isn't the NBA.
I know. Why would you need a third team to get involved in an NFL pick? You wouldn't. All right. I'm just throwing out ideas.
You're an idea man, Chuck.
We are one day, 9 hours, and 26 minutes away from this draft, and the first round does nothing but it is NyQuil to me right now.
Yeah.
Other than the fact I want to see who goes first and what happens at my wide receiver.
NyQuil will get you drunk.
A, you don't have a pick. And B, you're good. You're good. You're working really hard to try to find cracks in your roster to try to make something interesting that isn't interesting.
I don't think you're trading into the first round. But I'm paying attention and possibly trying to move up in that second round to get a wide receiver if I'm Andrew Berry. And it could possibly be defensive tackle.
Jeff, do you want me to list all the wide receivers they pick in the third round?
No, I
mean, they're going to take a wide receiver in the second
because
round?
Because it hasn't worked. And you have one guy under contract long term who you think is pretty good.
You truly have one
guy future wise for this team at wide receiver right now who you think, yep, and that's Jerry Jeudy. And you gave him a big contract. Maybe you shouldn't have. Amari Cooper, absolutely. He's a free agent. Elijah Moore, he's a free agent. After one more year. That's why if I'm Andrew Berry, that's the first thing I'm trying to do. I'm not saying I'm going to force it. If it's there and it's one of my guys, I'm going to do it. If you're Andrew Berry, what would you do starting Thursday? 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan. NFL draft tomorrow. You're Andrew Berry. You're running the Browns. You don't have a first-round pick. What are you doing? What are you doing? Not tomorrow. All draft long.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Long, what are you going to do? And I threw out three concepts, and I think they can kind of work together as to what I would do if I were running the Browns in this situation.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's – maybe it's not as complicated as it could be, but you've got your board, man. You got to sit there in front of your board. You've got to trust your board. I think that's the hardest part sometimes for general managers is to trust your board. And
that
then,
sounds so cliche, Andy, and you're absolutely right.
Because now you start seeing, you're looking, oh, man, I can't believe those two quarterbacks are still sitting there. And I don't think – I mean, in some ways, that natural instinct is probably the same natural instinct you have when you do a fantasy draft. You would just expect an NFL general manager to understand how to react to those feelings that they have when they're going into this. So we've talked to way too many GMs that have said they made mistakes along the way because they didn't trust what they knew going into the draft. I can't see the Browns not trusting what they know and what they think. And then if I'm Andrew Berry, I'm near a phone tomorrow night, but I know I'm probably not answering it. There's no way.
Unless I'm setting stuff up for the next day.
Yeah, that's the only way. And by the way, I would have my minions do that if I were him. You know, so it just, the so-and-so want to talk to you about 54. Oh, the so-and-sos want to talk to you about those 27. Okay, all right. So we can do that. We can talk about it. It's a good day for Andrew Berry just to kind of sit back and see everything that's going on. And as he said, he's going to wait till pick 44, and then he's going to lock in because they know a name they'll be able to attach to 54. We all sit here and you can speculate all you want about a name that might land in that spot. You have no idea. No idea how that's going to – and I don't care what anyone tells you. That unless they have a copy of the draft and the draft has already been scripted, they have no idea.
What would you do, folks, if you were Andrew Berry? Dayton's in Cleveland.
What's up, Dayton?
Dayton, welcome. Dayton, are you the Dayton that I know?
I doubt it.
Okay. Good for you, Dayton.
I've got a question. Do you think we need linebackers?
I think
I have linebackers on my list. I'll tell you that.
I said, Dayton, that the one thing I might look at is certainly trading any of those late round picks for a guy that you think might be an impactful linebacker. You have JOK. I like Devin Bush myself, and you brought in Jordan Hicks to be the obligatory guy in the middle who's going to get tackles for you. But if you could find one, why not?
For sure. I just don't think they're the really good answers. I think they're putting a lot of pressure on JOK. I don't see why it would be a bad idea to use the second pick for a linebacker.
I think you're right. I mean, think about other than JOK, Hicks, and Bush, which I don't even know that all Browns fans realize even Hicks and Bush are there. But
they're free agent signings.
Right.
They're new guys.
Right. So you may not know them off the top of your head. But,
right.
I mean, Dayton, obviously you've looked at this and Jeff and I have talked
about it. I'm familiar with Devin Bush and all them, but I mean, Devin Bush has bounced around, so I don't think he really is the answer.
Right.
Jordan Hicks, I mean, he spent a lot of time in Minnesota. He's at the end of his career, in my opinion, and I think they need some youth.
Yeah, I mean, you're sitting on what, Tony Fields and Diabate, who played last year.
Mamu Diabate.
Yeah, and who they like. They do like him. So, you know, he's probably sitting on a spot, but otherwise, that's five guys for three positions. I mean, you're an injury away from needing to have help at linebacker. I'm all in on drafting a linebacker. I'm all in.
For sure.
Yeah. Dayton, thank you very much.
Caleb Johnson's in there, Tony Field, Charlie Thomas is another guy they picked up. But those guys are all fighting. they're going to fight just like a rookie would to try to be somewhere on the depth chart.
I'll beg to differ on Devin Bush a little bit with Dayton on that. He's only 26, and he's bounced around a little bit. 4 years in Pittsburgh, one in Seattle. And we'll see.
Do you have any question marks on him?
Or
do you
think it's a slam? Oh, no.
Okay, so if you have a question mark, then maybe they should be looking at a linebacker.
Well, I threw that in as one of the things I wouldn't mind trading for later in the draft. And I do think it's – I think it's a possibility. But I think this, Andy, you just need guys who can make an impact. You know, who can help this defense? Who can go out and make plays? JOK showed he can do that in the Jim Schwartz system. Will Jordan Hicks? Yeah, he'll make tackles. You know, and he has a background with Schwartz. Will Devin Bush be able to step it up and be maybe what he was earlier when he was with Pittsburgh? I mean, this guy's, top 10 pick. So we'll see. But I did like that signing. I think it gives you some depth there.
I've been interested to hear people start talking about tight ends. I've seen a couple stories about the Browns trying to go out and get a tight end.
Well, they didn't keep Harrison Bryant. So I think, yeah, I would be surprised if they don't add a tight end.
So it comes back to the question of, do you want to keep three tight ends on the roster? And I would say Kevin Stefanski would say yes. Is that we all know he likes tight ends.
Most teams in today's NFL have three, sometimes even four tight ends, it seems.
Okay, so you've got two other guys that are sitting, Zaire Mitchell-Payton and Giovanni Ricci.
Who they just signed.
Yeah.
They brought him in.
From Carolina.
It wouldn't surprise me if they brought in yet another guy. So we'll see. We'll see. It's a position that they certainly know how to use.
I hadn't really thought about tight end, I'll be honest.
Well, you know what the weirdest thing is to me? We can sit here and I've kind of pinpointed wide receiver and defensive tackle. You truly don't have any overwhelming need at either one of those spots. I'm looking at those two and thinking, in a perfect world, if I can add a young guy to that who's going to be really pretty good and I can build with for years to come, that'd be perfect. If you didn't add a wide receiver who fits that bill, I think you're okay for this year. You've got three that you know, and then you have, hopefully, David Bell or Cedric Tillman emerge.
That takes you to five.
That takes you to at least four if one of them steps up. And
wait, Cooper, Moore, Judy. Are you talking about depth? Or are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, that's my argument. I would love to add a guy long term that I can have, and if I don't, okay, I can live with that, because I think that you might get another guy to step up. They've just put themselves in a position where they're, in my estimation, Andy, there's no overwhelming need for anything. And that's a weird thing.
Today, though.
Yeah,
if you're looking towards the future and you want to grab something in the second round,
without question,
you need help on both lines down the road.
And forgive me, if Amari Cooper got hurt, oh my goodness, then I think you're in trouble. I think, but every NFL team has that situation at some spot. Then what are we going to do? We got to go get somebody. Somebody's got to step up, blah, 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 blah. It's just, I think the Browns have done an outstanding job of putting themselves in a position to be able to take care of whatever it is they need. They can sit there on draft night on Thursday, on Friday, and think, we got that guy highly ranked. Boom, that's top guy on our board. Draft him. And that's kind of reassuring. I give them a lot of credit for that, Andy. They've put together a very nice roster.
I think about what Mike Florio said yesterday about look where the Browns are right now. It is interesting that they're in a position where they don't need to draft someone to play right away, and yet they've done this without all these first-round picks that they've surrendered. And they've done the right job. They've been able to fill in with free agents. They've been able to maintain and build guys through their own system to take some of these positions. But they've got to look towards the future. I would not have a problem at 54 if they took an offensive lineman. I would not have a problem at 54 if they took an interior defensive lineman, too. I wouldn't have a problem on either one of those. If you feel like they're the best player available. I
got to be honest, Andy. When we come back on Monday, and we take a look at what they did in the draft.
Right.
I'm going to be really hard-pressed to criticize anything that they did draft-wise because of where I think the roster is. Would I like them to add an impact wide receiver? Yeah. If they don't, it's not the end of the world.
You're and not.
I feel that way about defensive tackle, too. I feel that way about linebacker. I think they've earned the right for anybody. Us sitting here, Browns fans, season ticket holders, trust these guys because they'll draft guys that they can come in and they can put to use.
I need you to define two things. Impact. Define impact out of a draft pick.
A guy who plays a significant amount of time and makes plays. I mean, it's not that difficult. You know?
Okay, I'm just making
sure. A guy who can make plays for you and help you win football games.
Now, here's my next question.
There's some guys that they might draft and they're just on the field and you don't see them really affect winning very much.
Would you expect that out of anyone drafted beyond the third round?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
I mean, I look at our roster. We have one guy.
Which is why I would be willing to trade all of those late round picks.
I think we have one guy that we drafted that's a starter that was picked outside of the second round. Martin Emerson. He's it. He's a third rounder. When you look at the first 22. Now, obviously, guys came over free agents.
Right.
I'm talking about homegrown guys. Guys that this team has drafted that put back into the system and has worked these guys through and figured out. Otherwise, when you look at the Browns roster, if you're not a free agent and you're not Martin Emerson Jr., you are a guy that was drafted in the first or second round as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of third rounders and fourth rounders as a backup. When again, looking at your own homegrown guys, you know, especially at that wide receiver position, Cedric Tillman, David Bell, third rounders.
And we're still waiting for them to make their mark.
Got
to
get them the ball to make your mark.
And they've got to get open to get the ball.
Okay.
Chicken, egg.
Scrambled.
Yeah, we'll talk more about this tomorrow. Coming up at noon, our buddy, former coworker Jake Chapman, now the radio man for the Orlando Magic, is going to join us. Chris Rose is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Coming up next, I made a comment yesterday about something, and I said, we ought to put that together. Well, I did.
Oh, no.
The all-time LeBron teammates who were brought here to try and get LeBron over the top.
That's like a five-second
conversation,
right?
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh,
this is
stunning.
You're going to love it.
Can't wait.
Next on Basket of Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.